Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Yeddo, the National Historic Landmark and private artist colony in Saratoga Springs, will open this weekend for guided public tours for the first time in 3 years and only the sixth time in their history. Artists who have worked at Yeddo have won... Here are numbers that will just blow your mind. 71 Pulitzer Prizes, 29 MacArthur Fellowships, 68 National Book Awards, 42 National Book Critics Circle Awards, and even a Nobel Prize to Saul Bellow, we should note. This weekend, you can see the very walls that they stared at while waiting to create and the spaces that surrounded them while they ultimately did write, compose, choreograph, paint, print, sculpt, and film. Tickets are available for the public tours, and I know some of them are already sold out. We'll talk about all of that with Leslie LeDuc, who is public affairs coordinator at Yeddo and is here to tell us about this very, very cool place and this very, very, very cool event. Leslie, it's always good to see you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. What sort of discussion goes on where you say, all right, maybe now is the time for us to open the doors again?
Honestly, it's something of a double-edged sword because it is a lot of fun to do. It's fun to see people's reaction and the different kinds of people that come. On the other hand, it's not an easy process. We can only do it in September because that's the only month when we do not have artists at Yeddo. We would never do it while artists are there because it disturbs their working atmosphere. But and it also takes about 140 volunteers to do this.
Yeah.
So, but it's exciting, and this one's particularly exciting for us because we have a brand new building to show off.
And we'll get to that in a second. So the tour comes in, they're 2 hours or so?
They're about 2 hours, yes.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that you had some 400 acres there, that it was quite so much space. Is that true, or am I making that up?
Actually, if you counted all of the Yeddo property, it's about 600 acres, but we're split up by Union Avenue and the Northway.
Right.
The principal grounds of Yeddo, where the mansion is and where the buildings that the artists use, is about 200 acres.
So when it comes to the actual tour, what do we get to see on the tour?
Of course, everyone wants to see the Yeddo Mansion, and that is, of course, the highlight of the tour. That's the first and second story of the Yeddo Mansion. Then there's West House, which is the second largest building on the grounds. It's also a lovely building in its own right, although smaller. And the Barhite gravesite, which was the original settlers on that property. And then we'll take you into the Greenhouse Studios, which are our new studios, which we opened last fall. So they've never been on a tour before that building.
So what is the impetus for a new building for you? Is that out of, I guess it comes out of obviously need.
Well, it actually replaced a building that was already there.
Okay.
And that was beyond repair. It actually was, they're called the Greenhouse Studios because the original studio that was built on that site was in fact a greenhouse to start with.
Okay.
So the new studios are very exciting for us, partly because they add... new living and workspace, whereas before it was just a studio space. And most exciting for us that it has one of the two studios in the building has a sprung floor for choreographers and performance artists. We've never had that before for our choreographers and performance artists. And a sprung floor is important for their work. So we're hoping that that encourages more applications, actually, from choreographers and performance artists.
So I was going to ask you about that because this fascinates me. Do you have a quota, a number of saying, well, we would like this many writers, we like this many composers, we like this many artists, or doesn't it work like that?
It doesn't work like that.
Okay. So how does it work? It's you still have there is a finite number of spaces, obviously.
Yes. It is partially driven, of course, by the number of spaces we have available.
Right.
And generally, we have more writers in residence every year because they are easier to accommodate as far as space is concerned. They can frequently work and live in the same space.
That's right. I see them. They're in coffee shops and they're very mobile. They're a very mobile.
Yes, they
lot.
Are. Well, some people do a lot of research out in the community for works. I know there's a lot of people. Somehow Saratoga works into their work. Stephen Dobbins wrote a whole series of books with Saratoga at the theme, as did
Charlie Bradshaw Mysteries.
Yes, yes, the Bradshaw Mysteries. Yes, although they're a little dated now because I remember that one of the murders takes place at Yaddo, but I believe the murder is being hit by a typewriter. So that's a little outdated.
He was on about a year ago, and I was begging him for a new one, but he said probably not. But well,
maybe we'll have to get him back.
Yeah, get him back to Yaddo. The inspiration back in, I'm sure. And so it's driven by the number of spaces, and mm-hmm. and then at that point you say, okay, this is because not everyone will say the same length. It's not like a term.
That's true. And there's a lot of misconceptions about that. It's a very competitive process. We are processing approximately somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 applications every year, and we're averaging right now about 200 artists a year. So one thing to keep in mind, if you're an artist who has applied and you did not get in, it does not mean that your work is not good. It just, sometimes it's just a numbers game. And that we have 5 admissions panels, and they look at the work and then they rate the work.
Right. So
And you're right. The visits are between 2 weeks and 2 months.
Right. So, and that plays into it too. So, and you know that going in of how long they're going to stay and what they're going
to
do.
We encourage planning. People to ask for the longest amount of time that is practical for their schedule.
Right. When, so if an artist applies and you look down and you say a writer applies and you look at it and it's, I don't know, let's go back to the Saul Bellow days. And you look down and say, oh, it's a Saul Bellow. Well, right? I mean, that's sort of a no-brainer.
I would think so. I've never served on an admissions panel. Okay. We have other people who do that for us.
Okay. But I'm guessing that somebody like that doesn't get, you know, turned away.
No, you are correct. it is a very, it is a process, though. And, of course, especially in the literature field, the admissions panel is quite large for the literature field because we do have... Before the group meets as a panel together, they actually read manuscripts, and each manuscript is read by at least 2 people. And if those scores are really widely different, then it's read by a third person. Then they get together and discuss it as a group.
And then from my understanding, I have 2 good friends who have gone to Yaddo and have worked there and have said that once you go and you work, and if you have a connection with the place, that it isn't that you welcome them back. You are encouraged. You encourage often for people to return.
If they have to reapply.
Absolutely, but it's not like you've done this once, so we're going to move on and try to get somebody new. If your environment worked for them and was artistically cultivating, then mm-hmm. that's something that you want to see again.
Of course.
Yeah. So back to the tours. So what don't we get to see?
Well, the office building, not that would be very exciting.
Right.
Some of the smaller cabins out in the woods, and we won't go into all the visual art studios either.
Okay.
Some of those are small. It'd be difficult to move larger groups of people through. The beauty of our new greenhouse studios is that they're quite large and they're easy to get in and out of. So,
but as far as what we want to see is where artists will create, where writers have been, and will we hear stories of certain artists and certain writers?
A little bit of that, yes. And I think one of the things
so it's easier if they're dead.
Yeah, well, that's true. I think what people really appreciate, of course, is the mansion. It's historic. It was finished in 1893. It is large. It's 55 rooms, 45,000 square feet. We have some magnificent stained glass windows. And I think one of the important parts of the tour, perhaps, is the mansion dining room, where so much has gone on in the course of our history. The artists who come to Yaddo enjoy breakfast and dinner together. And there's a lot of friendships born at the dinner table, or sometimes collaborations, things like that. So it's like the hub of the artist community, since during the daytime, the artists go off to their studios and they're alone with their work.
Mm. When I have to say, when I saw that you were offering tours, I got right online and I got my tickets because I always have this thing of, well, they've only done it 6 times in their entire history, so, you know, am I going to be alive when they do it again? You know, and...
we sometimes talk about that among the staff, too.
I bet you do.
Will we still be there when there's another tour?
And so, I mean, I guess back to an earlier question. It's not planned. You don't know if or when you'll do another one. It just if when the planets align and it's something you can do.
That's true. And a good hint. I mean, I know a lot of people think we do this every year. That's not true. As you just said, we've only done it. This will be our sixth tour. And if we ever do it, it's always in September.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time when there are no artists in residence.
And I assume also that for you, that's a good month in that you can kind of get ready and regroup and do all of the other work that you need to do when artists aren't present.
Well, we used to think that too, but the off season, as we call it, has become rather busy for us. It's often when we do work on the estate that we don't like to do when artists are there.
Sure.
Because it disturbs them. We just finished a 3-day annual meeting at Yaddo of our members and directors of the corporation. So it's been a busy month.
Who ultimately owns it? Is it still within the family?
No, it's a nonprofit corporation.
Okay.
There are a few Trask relatives, but they're distant relatives. The Spencer and Katrina Trask were our founders.
Right. Going back to the 1900s.
Yes. They actually came to Saratoga Springs in 1881.
Wow. It's very exciting, and the tours happen on Sunday. Is Saturday night sold out?
Not quite. We have a couple of tickets for our deluxe tour on Saturday night, which will include the second floor of West House and the Yaddo Authors Library. We have about 6,000 books in our collection, and for people who love to read, it's an exciting library. We have a lot of first editions. A lot of the books are inscribed or dedicated to Yaddo. A lot of them are signed.
Oh, God. All right, I didn't even see that. that sounds like heaven. So all of this is happening this weekend. It is at Yaddo in Saratoga Springs. For public tours and more information, you can go to yaddo.org. Tickets only on sale till 5 o'clock on Thursday.
That's correct.
So that's the cutoff. So tickets on sale through Thursday at 5 o'clock, and then the tours are Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. You can find out more information about the tours and about Yaddo by going to yaddo.org. Wesley, it's a delight to see you again. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What a delight. We post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.